Well, it's a very special time of year, and we are turning into that holiday time when everybody can be joyful and express themselves in a happy way. And so what does Shrink Wrap have to say about this very joyful time of year?
Well, the winter celebrations, especially the holidays that are about to come upon us, do bring forth holiday cheer. However, other feelings occur also.
What other feelings? All I feel is waiting to open my package.
Well, that's really nice. And yes, there's a lot of joy. And there's also anticipation. And sometimes the anticipation is not so comforting or positive. Because after all, many people here, especially in a small town like Haines, live apart from their families of origin. And we're not in close proximity to our relatives. So right there, we may have feelings about missing people. Some sadness may come up. And even some guilt sometimes that we have left our families of origin on another coast or another part of the country. And so some of those feelings come up as well. And I want to normalize that and say, okay, so if these feelings do come up, you're not alone. And then what is there to do about these feelings?
Well, you go skiing, you drink hot toddies, you talk to your friends and kind of hang out, right?
Well, those are very good, positive, functional things to do. But being a human, you may actually sometimes feel not in the mood. You may feel a little down sometimes. And you also may feel some pressure that you should celebrate and be as happy and joyful as those around you. And so it's really important to recognize that if you do dip into the downer to some extent, that we all have needs to be connected, to be attached. And those attachment needs are with us from the cradle to the grave, as they say. So knowing that those needs and those feelings are coming up is an important place to start. And so if going off on a ski or a snowshoe or whatever isn't happening for you or you're not in the mood, these are some important things to remember.
Well, it's always great, I think, in our small towns, Skagway and Haines and Clackamas, people get together for different things and get together in potlucks or whatever they happen to be doing. So that's part of it too, right?
Yeah, making connections and being with people. So all of these positives that you bring up are great because they provide connection and acknowledgement of yourself just as you relate. You know, people get to know you. They know the dish that you made. They hear the funny stories you tell. They see that you want to be with them, and that's all really positive because acknowledgement, connection, is one of the most healing things we can do for ourselves because it provides acceptance. And when, though, we are not having that connection, we don't want to leave our house, it's really cold out, or we're just not in the mood, it's really important to accept and embrace the state that you find yourself in. And it really helps to be empathic with yourself. But if you can't do that and there is no one immediately around to extend that to yourself, then you need to be able to think about where your mind is taking you.
Well, if I'm going to be acknowledging and accepting my place and I'm feeling a little down, I'm in a dark room or something, how exactly does that work? I'm not supposed to love myself for that, am I?
Well, you're supposed to do what you can do. It's not a matter of supposed to, but if you can see that what you're doing is not helping you, it's spiraling you perhaps into the negative, that's important information to have. So we've been talking in Shrink Wrap a lot about mentalizing, about thinking about how you're thinking about how you are coping. Once you do that, you can actually have a foot out. You know, you can move toward taking care of yourself. If you say to yourself, gee, you know, it is really cold out. I am feeling a little blue because after all, my family of origin isn't here. But, you know, I'm going to take that extra step because sitting around here like this is bringing me down. My thinking into the past is bringing me down. My thinking about maybe not being wanted by others is bringing me down. So thinking about how your thinking is affecting you can allow you to then say, okay, this is not effective. So you analyze it a bit. Let me do something that maybe isn't so comfortable, but it's going to get me out of here.
Okay, so I've been thinking about what I've been thinking about, and what do I do? What am I going to do to get out of that mood?
Well, as I'm trying to say, once you realize your thinking is negative, you can say to yourself, aha, okay, so this is not helping me. So I am going to extend myself and move out of this, you know, mood and do something that maybe I feel a little anxious or a little uncomfortable doing, but I'm going to do it for the betterment of myself. I'm going to allow myself to be flexible and try something that maybe I wasn't in the mood for, but rationally speaking, it could improve where I'm at. So removing yourself from judgment and being somewhat consumed with loss or deprivation, particularly that comes up this time of year. You know, we think about people we've lost or people we're not connected with, or sometimes people think about what they don't have and they compare themselves to what others have. So if you notice that the ways in which you are thinking are altering your mood toward the negative, then this is only going to add to more negative feelings. Then you can say to yourself, okay, I am building a dark case. I need now to try to elevate myself and move toward a lighter case.
Okay, so if I can actually think myself into doing that sort of thing, how do I interact with other people? I know there's a lot of things going on around here, and you were mentioning empathy a little bit earlier. How does that fit in?
Well, if you can do that for yourself, get yourself out of that darkness and move into the light, literally sometimes too, right? We want to get outdoors this time of year. That light is important. Then you're going to experience some quality of soothing. We all need to be able to self-regulate when we're tense. We need to move into soothing and empathy. And how empathy works is that empathy is being able to put yourself in someone else's shoes, even put yourself in your own shoes and say, look at how bad I feel. Not that I feel sorry for myself and hopeless, but I want to understand and give something loving to myself or someone else. So what happens with empathy is that every time you are thinking empathically or communicating an empathic reaction to others or to yourself, especially when there's distress going on, what happens is that it stops the spread of potentially malignant psychological events in your minds. In other words, it stops negative thinking. It reduces emotional arousal of negative emotion. And what that does is it opens hope and flexibility in thinking.
Oh, that's pretty neat. And so if I go to groups and we do a little caroling, or if we just sit around and talk or something like that, then you're saying that will increase my chance of hope and comfort with myself?
Yeah, you can start feeling how other people are being affected, joking around, doing something pleasant. You can understand that your presence maybe cheered someone up or theirs cheered you up. You know, we can start understanding how important empathy is in reducing depression and negative reacting. And often when we lack empathy, people jump to quick fixes like alcohol and other substances, which in the short term might change your mood, but in the long term, problems set in, as we know. So if you can take care of yourself in a way that is proactive, and you can see if you're with other people that they're gaining something from you, like if you volunteer, for instance, that can have a chemical effect on two people's minds, two people's brains, to elevate their mood, which won't make you feel so desperate and deprived.
Oh, I like that idea. So if I'm feeling a little alone and like I'm in a big dark room and inside of my head too much, then there are a lot of things going on around here. It's really probably a good thing mentally for me just to go out and enjoy them.
To try, especially even going out for a walk, can, you know, turn you onto the environment, the crashing of the waves, the beauty of the eagles, whatever. Changing your environment, accepting your mood, changing your environment, and doing something about it. And there's plenty of places in Haines to volunteer as well. You can go on HainesAK.com. There's now a list of volunteer opportunities. And also, just to know that if you are having a particularly hard struggle with it, you can contact local mental health providers, which are in the newspaper. And also, you can contact Lynn Cannell Counseling and search. And Lynn Cannell Counseling has a 24/7 emergency hotline.
Wow, great. There's a lot of support around this community. So I think I'm going to go out and have a great holiday.
Okay, well, I wish everyone else out there a great holiday as well. Take care of yourselves.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.